From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Have you ever wondered just how many different types of harp instruments there are around the world? Well, on the remote possibility that you've actually pondered this musical question, the answer is there are, in fact, thousands. The harp, a stringed musical instrument with many individual strings attached at an angle to its soundboard, is negotiated by striking or drawing a bow across the strings, or by plucking them with the fingers. Harps, some of which have been described as resembling a hunter's bow, have been in existence since antiquity in Asia, Europe, and Africa, dating back as early as 3500 BC, and likely even earlier. It also had great popularity in Europe during the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, where it evolved into broad differences in appearance, tone, range, size, and approaches to playing during performances. The harp was also popular in ancient China and neighboring regions, though harps are rarely used in East Asia today. African harps, particularly those that resemble the shape of harps in ancient Egypt, can be found in several sub-Saharan African music traditions, particularly in the Northeast. Among the oldest depictions of harps can be viewed on wall paintings in ancient Egyptian tombs dating from as far back as 3000 BC. Harps made of wood differ globally in a number of ways, with smaller harps played on one's lap, while larger ones, some rather heavy, are played while they rest on the floor, and they use strings fashioned early from catgut, later metal, nylon, and with modernity, some combination of the three. As music gradually became more complex, it was necessary for the harp in some traditions to sustain its popularity. It gradually did so with the incorporation of a pedal that with time allowed the instrument to be played in various keys. The harp, as a featured instrument, continues to make inroads in contemporary music, particularly in pop and rock bands, and it can be heard as an accompaniment for a solo vocalist in much of the same way as a guitar or piano would be used. So how was the harp developed? Did it evolve from a hunter's bow whose string vibrated when an arrow was shot? Did it come to be just like the cajon in Peru, a box that became a percussive instrument, or the botuela, an open-ended clay pot used for transporting kerosene that became a wind-blown instrument used in Cuban music? Well, yes, say scholars, though what remains is a fascinating question asking why humans have historically had an affinity for making musical instruments out of tools. Anthropologists believe that the use of tools was an important step in the evolution of mankind, and perhaps in part, early humans found virtue, if not respite from their labors, by refashioning their tools, like plowshares, swords, and spears, into musical implements that celebrate life. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.